Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Niedarwater now, and also the Skoda School Superintendent, Scott Moore. How are you today, Scott?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Kevin?
Doing well, thank you. Well, we're getting you on to talk about the Niedarwater Group. The concerned citizens are sending down a contingency. You guys are going to Washington, D.C., is that right?
Yeah, I got invited, just kind of a trip that came together. Arnie LaRice is going to be going down and testifying at the Senate in relation to the issues with water and the impact that it's had, and it's had a considerable impact. I know for myself, I've been fortunate. I've been able to be an administrator in Oscoda for 12 years, and I haven't had to deal with an issue that's worked to this level, because really every level of government that exists short of the President of the United States so far, we've worked with this group. And the reality is I'm not technically a member of the NOW group. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help participate and try and lend input into the impacts it can have on a community. And the reality is the impacts of poor water are tremendous. And when you have a situation where there's been water that's been contaminated, it needs to get cleaned up, and who takes responsibility for it, and what's the process to go through. And it's a heck of a process. Yeah. Next week in Oscoda, we're transitioning over at our school system, October 12th, we're going to be working at the final changeover for our system. And we're fortunate. We don't have water that's contaminated yet. We were proactive. We were mm-hmm. able to find out where some plumes exist, because this material, it's so pervasive. It's hard to get rid of. And then once it gets into your groundwater, the impact of the way that it goes, particularly with all the aquifers and the underground water transportation we have in our area, I mean, it's our lifeblood. Yeah. And I mean, in Michigan, we're impacted especially. I've heard statistics that say 20% of the fresh water at the surface level that exists is in Michigan. So we want to make sure that at the federal level, people understand that Michigan has a huge impact on what's happening with water, and we need to keep our water clean, because everybody has a right in this country to clean water, and it's a complicated, challenging process.
Yeah, so it really is, and I know you guys are going to be at Senate Subcommittee on Federal Spending Oversight and Emergency Management, and the hearing is the federal role in the toxic PFAS chemical crisis, and you said Arnie's going to be there, but how many others in the contingent are going, Scott?
I believe there's six. Okay. I've been in Oscoda since I was in fourth grade and took a little hiatus, but I've never flown out of Oscoda, so that'll be a unique situation for me. And they're gonna get us down there. I was on a phone call last night. We had a conference call, and they kind of outlined what the day is going to be. It's an action-packed day, meeting with our representatives and ensuring that at the Capitol that we're in the right spot at the right time, because the Senate is interested in what's happening in Michigan at the federal level, and it's important. And they're the ones who are going to have the ability to direct the funding to get things fixed. So you have to look at it. And we're fortunate at the school. I mean, just from a relative perspective, we have the project for us to transition over to the water and being proactive like we were. It cost about $125,000, which is a lot of money, but at the other end of it, on a $14 million budget that you might annually spend, it's not that much. But we had to work with our representatives, and I'm incredibly grateful for Senator Stamos at the state level. He's done a real good job with making sure that the schools are taken care of, and they're trying to continue the push and the focus on Michigan, which is good, because it's a crisis. I haven't been all over, but I did have an opportunity to go to Haiti, and you can see when the infrastructure of water is crippled, what can happen to an area. And that, granted, that's extreme, but I also right in Flint, and in Oscoda, it's in a different situation. Yeah. And then the thing is, I feel like we can rectify the situation based on our current understanding, but it takes resources. And to make sure that Oscoda and Asabo are taken care of, I think it's been a big work. And our local township people at both Asabo Township and Oscoda Township have been working good. And can't credit the NOW people enough. They're keeping things out there, because the focus has to be on making sure we have clean water, not just for our kids today, but forever.
Exactly. Scott Moore, he is the school superintendent at Oscoda, and he's the spokesman for NOW today, Niedarwater, who are going down to the Senate Subcommittee on Federal Spending Oversight and Emergency Management hearing called the Federal Role in the Toxic PFAS Chemical Crisis. And Scott, thank you for joining us today here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kevin. I hope you have a good day.